Do not hit the button, Jeff.
Do not hit the button. Oh, too late. Now I'm in a position where I have no choice but to say, hello, everyone, and welcome to the big show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And whatever goes wrong on the show today, clearly my fault because I pushed a button after Patrice said, don't push a button. So here we are. And speaking of Patrice, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I was just imagining like the final words in a world. It's like, oh, what does this button do?
Yeah.
No.
Last words from the human species. What does this button do?
Exactly.
What does this button do?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
Text is lab.
oh yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good. Kind of, I don't know, random weeks, to be honest, a little bit. Like, we had a public holiday on May 1st, and I took May 2nd off and went shopping, and long weekend, tons of very good food, like really good food. Went out with a friend a couple of times because she left for the US yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. In a pretty much empty plane, so that was interesting. Like, and apparently all Americans, so like no Europeans wanted to go to the US again, I guess.
I'm not surprised.
Or at least none that she recognized. I mean, who knows? But it was interesting. Yeah, it's been a bit of a crazy week. My boss is on vacation, so that's never a good time. Well, he's on vacation. Air quotes. He is on
Sending
vacation,
emails all day.
mostly calling me or jumping into calls here and there. He's like, oh my, whatever. The stairs I'm building, they have to dry right now, so I jumped in. I'm like, okay, sure.
Is your boss American?
No, he's actually half German, half Ukrainian, kind of. He's, well, full German, but has a Ukrainian citizenship, I should say.
Okay. I mean, I assumed since on vacation he's hopping in on business meetings
Yes.
that he had to be American.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's lived in America. He's also lived in India and like tons of other places. So maybe. It's kind of like me. I do the same thing. So can't complain. I was kind of happy that he was there here and there. I was like, oh, okay, good. He can handle this.
Okay,
He can
that's
handle
fair.
the children.
If he's crazy enough to show up for a meeting on
Yeah,
vacation,
it's
then
his
he can
fault.
deal with the problem children.
Exactly. It's his fault.
Yep, it's his fault. Oh, speaking of problem children, Ian, how are you?
Wow, okay.
Thank you,
I say that
Jeff.
with love.
Of course, of course. I'm well. I have no problem children. They finally all disappeared off to other places. So, you know that thing with life gets in the way of other things you do. And I've had a week of there a couple 3 weeks of various things popping up, but now I'm back this week. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to a show tonight. This week's been training Oracle classes, so that's been fun. Now planning another class that I need to build and stuff. But yeah, all is good otherwise in the world of work. World of home is chaos as usual, but yeah, it's all fun.
Awesome. Awesome. And I mean, yes, you are a problem child, but I would not have you any other way.
Do my best. Do my best.
Yeah. Speaking of problem children, yet again. Oh, Tom. I mean, Tom, how are you? Seriously, how are you? That's great to see you.
I'm doing good. I keep thinking about the AC/DC song, and I'm running through the lyrics in my head trying to say
Back in
something
Black.
funny. I think it precedes that. It's with the maybe it is Back in Black. All right.
Big balls.
Investigation to do after the show. I'm doing fine. I'm incredibly tired. I had a very busy day yesterday. I had three things on my calendar. It's the
Oh
busiest
my gosh.
day, I think, since I've retired. I had three
Wow.
things. I was
Three
exhausted.
things.
Surprised you're
Wow.
awake right now.
Exactly.
I know.
I
I
do
know.
three
I had to
things
go to
before breakfast.
I had three things on my calendar. So,
Shower,
so,
shave, and one other thing.
constitutional.
I don't put those on my calendar.
Okay.
Normally, sometimes I do, but Not yesterday.
Scheduled bathroom break.
I learned from Sheldon how to do that.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Actually, when I was working, I did block off 30 minutes on my calendar from time to time for bathroom breaks.
That is actually not a bad idea. I should start doing that.
I agree. That's a really smart idea.
Yeah, because otherwise I'm sitting in
Except
meetings all day.
then you realize I'm scheduling bathroom breaks on my calendar.
That's a
Well, I mean,
bad, that's a bad
I'm already
example. Completely
scheduling
a bad
like
thing.
lunch and whatever, so I'm like, might as well.
Oh, yeah, lunch was automatic. I
Yeah.
12 to 1 every day was always blocked out for me.
Yeah, same. Unless I'm in Portugal, then it's 1 to 2 or 2 to 3 here. So
2 to 5.
2 to 5, I would love that. It's like that would be the French model.
French, yeah, French.
Yeah, no, it's like come into the office at 10, lunch is at noon, takes until like 2:30, work a little bit, and then leave around 4:30.
Yeah. Much more relaxed
I
lifestyle, less
that sounds
stressful.
nice.
Seems good.
Yeah.
I had similar experiences in Italy. It was kind of like that.
The Swedes are like that too. They like their feet. When I was out there
Fika.
working, there's fika morning and afternoon, and lunch is quite early compared to here, where 11
11:30 or
quarter
something.
to 11:30, quarter to 12, and they're starting looking around wondering it's not lunchtime already. I guess they're happy people. I mean, I think they have it right. You don't need to break your neck all day long to get everything done.
Yeah,
It's just
exactly.
not, it's not
That
necessary.
that's why I like the French or the Italian model because they're also drinking wine and so on, like
Yeah.
during lunch break. So they know how to do that properly.
They know how to do it right. I agree. Yep. So, hey, as long as we're here, I know I say that every time, but as long as we're here, let's do some news. And Patrice, I knew this would be the story you brought, and it's important that we cover it.
Yes.
I guess that makes this our special memorial episode, right?
It kind of does. I mean, we did actually talk briefly about it a couple of weeks ago or like a couple of months ago when Apple and Apple and Microsoft announced that Skype was shutting down. My brain goes to stuff shutting down and breaking. It goes to Apple these days, apparently. No, it's like yeah, Skype is no more. I mean, it's kind of still there. It's a little bit of a zombie. They haven't fully shut it down. I think if you have a, that's probably why mine still works. If you have a subscription, it basically runs until it runs out, which is a month because it's monthly. But yeah, they're gone, and it was an interesting ride. I mean, they started out as a little startup basically, and I think it was mostly they wanted to do like video calls, like really office meetings, and pretty quickly realized that that was more challenging than they thought, and they were really good on the tech side. So they figured out ways like in the most crazy environments and countries with bad internet or firewalls or whatever to still have a connection and do their thing for a while. And then Microsoft bought them, and since then actually not much happened. Didn't get any
Oh,
better, to
stuff
be honest.
happened. It just was negative.
Yeah, it didn't get, well, some of it yes, some of it not. Mostly I would say overall it just didn't get any better, didn't get any worse. Well, it got a little bit worse, but not much, to be honest. It just died a slow death, basically.
Well, and they went from being when they were independent, it was more of a peer-to-peer setup, and then Microsoft switched
Yeah.
it to a server-based.
Yeah, which was part
But
of
I
the downfall of it, right?
Right. And then the thing I always thought of was at that time, video conferencing was kind of exploding. You know,
Yeah.
previously
Yes.
you needed thousands of dollars of equipment in
Yeah,
conference rooms.
hardware.
And
Hardware
yeah, we
especially.
had,
Yes.
you know, at my company, we had one conference room, you know, in an office with 5,000 people. And it was really special. It's like, wow, we can see each other while we're talking.
Oh, video conferencing suites and keeping those running in the days when I was desktop support. Oh, I hated them. I hated them with a purple passion.
Yeah,
They're
they were
still around.
terrible.
I mean, even Zoom still sells stuff for that, right? So
I
am is
telepresence.
always a
We had
horror in it. Wow.
telepresence rooms.
Yes. There's always a horror.
And then WebEx, just for us anyway, WebEx just took a stranglehold on the corporate video conferencing market.
Yeah, because
And
Microsoft took over, took Skype
yeah,
over, and
it
then it
was
didn't go anywhere.
just a golden opportunity
Yeah.
for Microsoft, just totally lost.
Yeah, but I mean, I mean, even WebEx wasn't that successful. I mean, it did get some quite some market share, and there were some competitors. But Skype was, even in the business world, like for a very, very long time, quite successful. I
Yeah.
think until
Oh,
Zoom really came
yeah.
around.
Oh, yeah,
Like
completely.
even FaceTime couldn't really make a dent in in Skype's power. It was, as I said, it's
Yeah.
just a slow death from there, basically.
Well, I think our IT guys evaluated Skype, and if I remember correctly, it was reliability was a big problem for some reason. Reliability of bandwidth and some other things.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, like with Microsoft and everything. Yeah, but I mean, BTN kind of started almost on Skype. Like, I mean, we had the
Oh
Skype wall for many years.
many
Like,
years. You and Skype were running on Mac Minis.
Ewan had in his studio in the office, like he had like a tower of, I think they were even donated by a really nice.
Don McAllister donated a bunch of Mac Minis.
Yeah, exactly. So, was that the original batch or was that even the replacement batch? I don't remember.
I don't recall. I mean,
Yeah,
it's been a while.
but I do remember that there were, I think it was Don and I think I do remember there were others involved somehow. So maybe there was
Yeah.
multiple iterations on them. But there
And
was like a
Mr.
stack
Happy
of,
Mac as well, I
yeah,
think, yeah.
exactly. Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so it was like a whole stack of Mac Minis, and every, like, I remember that we had assigned Skype lines that we would call in.
Yes.
Yes, you dial into the skyline.
You dial
Do you
in
remember your
blind.
Skype line?
I think it was two usually.
I was one.
Yeah, I think it was usually two.
I might have been on
Unless
three at the day.
someone needed two, then I would get bounced around because that was very early. Let's just join BTN. Yeah, it was like, it was fun. I mean, we would dial in, and Ewan sometimes wouldn't like realize that we're dialing in because he had to VNC from his Mac into that Skype box to accept the call, of course, right? So sometimes you would be
And
sitting
then
there and
he's hopping
waiting.
there between machines, getting okay and everything,
Yeah,
yeah.
and anymore he would forget, or you were a little bit late or whatever, or he was talking about something, or when we went to the bathroom a couple of times,
And
also
somebody's been
also during
waiting.
the show. A couple of
Well, and
times.
then you'd always hear that Skype sound when,
Yeah.
oh, somebody's calling. Every
That was
podcast I
so
ever
weird.
listened to, it seemed like
Yeah, I mean,
that was the background noise of every podcast.
especially when someone kind of had some connection issues and dropped out, and then you would call in again, and then you would hear that, and Ewan would accept the call again. So yeah, that was a whole thing. And I remember, yeah, we had those, I think, six lines, and Ewan
That
has
sounds
had
right.
six Mac Minis, and then like of course his like switchboard, and like all the audio would get routed, and every now and then it wouldn't work, and I don't know, he would do something and the audio wouldn't work, and he would like climb to down, like go down on his knees and try to figure out what cable he got wrong. All of that. It was hilarious sometimes.
Was massive pain.
But at the same time, it was amazing
Yeah, that
that
we could do
even with
that.
this complicated, yeah, we could do it.
I mean, we were doing video. So he would get the video from
Right.
Skype and pipe that into, what was the tool called? Telecast, Wirecast, some cast.
Oh,
What was it called?
yes.
We had a
I
license for
Wirecast. Wirecast.
was it Wirecast?
Was it
Wirecast.
Wirecast? Yeah,
Telestream, Wirecast, something like that.
there was something you might have blacked it with, wasn't there?
Yeah,
Yeah.
something like that. So like a prof actually professional grade broadcasting solution where you could buy like really expensive hardware for, but you could also just run it on a Mac, and he was running that, and that's where how he would grab the video and had all the like the templates for it, like the intro music and the backgrounds and the
He
green
had lower thirds
screen,
as well. There were lower
lower
thirds and
thirds,
everything.
green
Everything,
screens.
yeah.
He had everything, yeah. Stuff that we lost eventually. But yeah, that was fun. It was a fun show.
When I first my biggest use of Skype was to make international phone calls back when it was super expensive, and because I don't remember how much it was, but I put 10 bucks on my
Yeah, it was like
account.
cents. It was not
Yeah.
expensive. Like compared to the whatever multiple dollars the minute that you
Right.
would have to pay, it was like, was it a cent a minute or even 10 cents a minute or something? It was
Yeah.
ridiculously cheap compared to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I didn't know anybody internationally back then, so I only ever did Skype calls within like friend groups in Germany. But we used it a lot. I mean, it was like we were constantly on Skype and calling each other and messaging each other if
Right.
we were not using ICQ or MSN back then. Oh, what was it called? AIM? I think it was the name.
AIM.
Oh
AIM.
yes. Yeah, I remember that
AIM.
one.
Yeah. So I mean, almost all of them died eventually, you know, Skype.
Yeah,
Yeah, Skype
it
killed us
was
about
sad
all
to
of it, didn't it?
see, well, it was sad to see AIM go because that was the one that, well, I know we're not doing the Mac show, but
We're
AIM,
not.
AOL had that partnership with Apple, so you would use an AIM screen name with the iMessage app, and then you could have you could use all of those other tools that would let you aggregate all of your online communication
Oh
things into
yes.
one app.
What was
Oh
it?
yeah, I remember that.
Pigeon, I think was one.
Yes,
That
Pigeon
was
is the one I
one.
remember.
There's
Yeah.
another one. It was like, I want to say
France.
Platypus, but
Platypus
I don't think
France,
that's
something like
right.
that. France
Wait
was
a minute.
one.
Wait a minute. Apple allowed iMessage to communicate to other platforms? That can't be
Yeah.
Apple. No, it was like an app. It was an
Oh,
app where you could use the other platforms out of one app, basically.
okay.
Kind of an
Right. Yeah.
aggregator almost.
Because you didn't have like an Apple ID username that you
No.
use
Right.
for
Right.
messages. Yes.
No. It was a standard
Right.
pro. It was a standard protocol, wasn't it? It wasn't
AIM,
special
yes.
Apple. It
AIM
wasn't
was
Yeah.
standard. The others
AIM was
were kind
standard.
of.
It wasn't a special thing. It
Yeah, I
wasn't.
like ICQ and MSN were not,
Yeah.
but they were. I mean, they had been at that point. I mean, that was the early days. They had been reverse engineered pretty quickly, and it was like also not something I think Microsoft and yeah,
Yeah,
Microsoft
and I'm
mostly
trying to
came.
remember if you could have like Skype chat in that as well.
I don't think so. I don't remember. I think that was not something.
So I must have just had Skype running all the time
Yes. Yeah,
because
you
it
did.
was also like a remote business communication tool for
Yes.
texting for
Yeah.
us. And,
Yeah, it
yeah.
was. It was literally. I mean, it was, as I said, it was a fun tool. It's like it didn't get any better, and I remember right around 2016 or something, we started using a Zoom in at work. So like, well, that's actually not true. We started in unofficially using Zoom at work because there was another tool that was kind of about as bad, that was bought then by Cisco and then disappeared. Was a third
Yeah.
party. It was called Arcano. And it was really bad, but our
I
group,
do not
our
remember
IT,
that
no,
one.
our
No,
IT
I don't
department
recall that one.
loved it because we could host it ourselves, basically. But it was so bad. It like had no features. It broke half of the time, and nobody could use it. And kind of Zoom took over. And then eventually they rolled it into, what was it called? Cisco, hey, it was even, I don't remember. They rolled it into some other product and rebranded it, basically, and then it died, so.
Yeah, we used another.
Like so many do.
Yeah.
Oh, we used another.
Yeah.
What was the other?
Yeah.
We used another one for a
One of
while
the
at one of
things
my
that made
companies, but yeah.
Skype so useful for us back when that was the core communication tool we were using was that it had this almost magical way of being able to find a hole to get through in
Yes.
no matter how locked down everything was.
Yes, it would
It
always work.
was incredibly flexible
That's why corporate
at just
IT guys
switching
love
ports.
it.
Yeah. And yeah, it didn't matter how tight your firewall was.
Yeah, but
It
and
Skype was still going to work.
that was the kind of peer-to-peer nature of Skype, the original. Like they figured that out pretty well, and no matter like if there was some port somewhere that it could call out, and I mean HTTP was very frequently available and stuff like that, it would always find a way to communicate somehow. To find each other and set up a channel and all of that. So it was
Which is
really interesting.
Which is
I
impressive
just.
given Microsoft's track record for not always things working that well.
Yeah, but
And now look at
that was
the
not
that
Microsoft.
Predated Microsoft.
That predated Microsoft. That
Yeah,
was the
that, but
original
yes.
founders. They were very, very technical and very, very
Yeah.
good. Who owned that was didn't was that was it Skype that got bought by eBay at some point? Or am I or is that am I confusing it? I thought they were
I
bought by
don't
someone
know.
before Microsoft.
Don't
I don't
recall
remember
on that.
that.
I'm now going to look and see.
I just
And
logged
now we
into.
all start typing.
Now we all start
Yeah.
typing. Yeah, no, it's like.
Yes, eBay. eBay acquired them in
Yeah, so it was
2005.
eBay. I thought so. I thought maybe I confused them with PayPal, but okay, it was eBay. Yeah, and then Microsoft.
Then Microsoft.
Yeah. So yeah, that was fun. I'm actually
2011.
till it now dies. I've used Skype. Like from I don't know when I started using it, probably like mid 2000 somewhere. Maybe earlier, I don't remember to be honest. I don't even know to be honest. But I was like I want to say like also mid 2010 somewhere. Microsoft, and I think maybe they even did till today. They were offering, I think they did. They were offering basically if you had a Office 365 subscription, you would get free Skype minutes, basically 60 minutes a month with that.
Yeah, that's
Wow.
fine.
And because I was in the US at that point, that was kind of attractive. I barely ever used it for anything because I was like, yeah, what's the point? I can just use FaceTime or WhatsApp. But I kind of that's part of the reason why I signed up for it. But I have a US like phone number still on it. It's not the only one I have, but it's one of them. That I paid for because it was quite convenient to have that for like banks and shit. So yeah, that was just one of the things I am now replacing basically. Because Microsoft is, and maybe that's important, Microsoft is offering a path to migrate to Teams, but not all features. And
I
that
just,
phone number calling feature is something they're
yeah.
not offering, not for consumer. Like for business or even small business, you can still have it. There is a subscription that you can get, but not for consumers.
I just logged into my Skype account and I clicked on Use Skype Online. Guess where it takes me?
Teams?
Teams.
Teams.
Well, Tom, it's working better for you right now than for me.
Okay.
I tried to log into Skype yesterday. Well, on the 5th, I get it.
Yeah.
Whatever day they said, and when it was the big news, and it's gone. And so I launched Skype on my Mac for the first time in forever, and I didn't even get that. I just got the regular, hey, log in with your Microsoft ID, and then it just errored.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, they even pushed like a beta update because I was for also a very, very long time on the on test flight for Skype. So they pushed even an update for test flight disabling Skype. So yeah, good for them. Good job. And I hope, I mean, honestly, I kind of hope that a lot of the developers moved over to Teams and will make it better. I mean, right now it's annoying me more than usual because they have a new UI and it's glitchy as hell. Like it shows me, oh, you have two unread messages and there's none. And then you click like around and you're like, where is it? And you change something and then they disappear.
Welcome to my world.
And I'm like,
All right, so
ah,
just
drives
for
me
fun,
insane.
I launched Skype on my iPhone,
Okay. And
and for a second I got the screen that Patrice just showed us where it had Teams on there. And then it promptly went to a screen where it says dummy string and then wants me to log in.
Ah, that's funny, dummy string.
Yeah.
That is funny. That is hilarious. Dummy string.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to delete all my data on Skype just in case.
Good idea, yeah. I mean, it doesn't actually it doesn't matter. I mean, your data is in about 50 million backups by now.
That's probably true. But I noticed my contacts were still in there.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And I mean, if you want, I think there's a website that Microsoft set up about the whole thing. I think they're transferring if you want to.
No thanks.
Yeah,
No
I don't
thanks.
either. Like, I don't even know who's in there anymore. Other than BTN Skyline 126. I don't
There you
even know what
go.
the name was. I think it was BTN Skyline 126. Yeah, so long Skype, and thanks for all the fish.
Yeah, farewell Skype.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Skype is gone, and Ian, your story ties into that nicely because merchandise is gone, right?
Merchandise is gone, indeed. Well, it's a continuing story that's been hitting the UK for the last couple of 3 weeks. We've had a series of cyber attacks on large retailers. Harrods, they had a go at, they had a go at Marks and Spencer, and now the Co-operative, which is a large supermarket chain all across the UK,
Co-op,
Ireland
yeah.
as well,
They're all
and
over the
really
world, I
good.
think. They're
Yeah, I
definitely
mean,
in Germany,
there
I
are
think.
cooperatives, but whether they're the same as our one, I don't know. But the
That I don't know.
cooperative model is
Yeah.
everywhere. They're a large retailer and they're on a lot of places. The reason that story was the last one I found were there's very remote islands up in the Hebrides where they get
In the
deliveries of
what?
stock and stuff, and they're not getting deliveries of stock.
In the what?
Hebrides. They're little
Okay.
tiny islands up in
Ian, you're
Jock.
just making up words
Exactly.
now.
Exactly.
I
I
am
was like,
bloody
Hebrides.
not.
Like, do you have a stroke, maybe? I don't
No,
know.
honestly, the Hebrides is up in
Hebrides.
it's
Okay.
the it's the
Interesting.
it's all the little islands on
Yeah.
the western
So
coast of Scotland.
I
And
have
they've got
a.
some really good names there, like
Yeah.
Uist and all
Yeah.
sorts of things like that. So yeah.
I have a
But
slightly political conspiracy theory. This is not a cyber attack or whatever. The UK is simply running out of food, and that's how they're covering it up. I don't know.
Interestingly,
instead of the headlines being about famine, it's about cyber attack.
Could
That's
be, could be.
clever.
I mean, looking at, I mean, even my little local one is also stripped bare of most of its usual essentials, but it's fascinating what these attacks are. It's come in two different ways. One, stores have been called up by the hackers saying, "I'm calling from your IT department." So it's good old classic social engineering.
Yeah,
It's
that's
not
usually how you do it.
complicated. It's not people sending me emails that, "Oh, I'll click on that because I'd like to, because I've got, that's an email from my boss I need to reply to because that's
Yeah,
how they
which is
work now."
also usually social engineering if it's done well.
Yeah,
Right.
your classic phishing type attack, and not also big game hunting and the classic ways of lots of things. In this
Yes.
case, it's
Yeah.
ringing up and, "Hello, we're from your IT department. I wonder if we could get do a password reset because your password's expired." And
Yeah,
people in the shops don't
people.
know any better,
Yeah,
so
I mean, they're
they're going to
not
do what
paid well enough to care, to be
they're
honest.
not playing. Oh, has it? Oh, okay, no problem. I'll sort it out, And then they've let those guys have access to the systems. They've mostly been doing what's called stealer attacks. So these are basically what exfiltration, stealer. So they mine out some data, grab it, send it somewhere else, and they send a ransom note saying that we'll release this into the world if you don't give us some money. And they've done that to
Usually
Marks
that
and
is
Spencer and.
usually that's followed by like a ransomware tool, but not
Yeah,
always.
it's becoming more and more, as we're seeing in our industry. I work in the cybersecurity world. We're seeing more and more of that kind of attack being the common one now. We're going away from the classic sort of encryption model to more, "Let's steal your data and let's
Exploitation.
hold your data to ransom. But
Yeah.
we're going to hold the fact, we're going to release information to your customers. It's going to cause you a lot of money and a lot of pain."
Yeah,
So,
so please pay. That's basically. And then they release it anyway, like what was it? Some hospital in the US, I think.
Yes, it's worse and it gets worse and worse. I mean, they've had
I
that.
mean, there's slight. There's something behind that where I'm questioning whether those are individuals or like groups more, like let's say open market bad people. Or whether there is some method to that madness. Because we've been seeing in recent weeks, especially, very interesting things happening around infrastructure. Like power outages in Spain, power outages in the UK, stuff that happened in Germany, like food that's missing. And I'm like, internet problems we've had, like cables getting cut, and I'm like, it. I mean, I don't know. I'm basing that just purely on observation and crackpot theories, but I'm like, it is not entirely impossible that there is a certain big country that's at war with Ukraine.
Large Eurasian country
Yes,
on
behind that. It is not
behind sort of
impossible.
there where
Yes.
where they might well be
Yeah, it's
in
not
dabbling in
impossible. I
cyber
think.
war dabbling cyber warfare.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether they are, and I said I have zero evidence for all of it. It's just a crackpot theory, but I'm like, I'm wondering
But
sometimes. It's just too
Patrice,
much happening.
it's not possible. The US is so confident that's not possible. They've
Okay.
destroyed their CISA department. There's
Yeah,
no need for
CISA.
cyber.
We don't need. Brian Krebs should go to jail because he said bad things and about the current administration.
Anyway, it doesn't matter because
Yeah.
Trump works for Putin anyway, so it
Oh,
doesn't
that's
matter. It's
true.
fine.
Yeah, it's fine. No, no,
It's
and I mean
fine.
the
It doesn't
Amer
matter.
like nobody's
They're
gonna
safe.
attack America because like they're the best anyway, right? So
That's
right.
So be all right. Be all
Is
right.
that what we're saying now?
Yes, that's what we're saying.
It gets tougher to say that every day,
At least with a straight face.
Yes. And also you have a new pope, so
Well,
and
and we
also
also
from the
have
White House,
today,
right? No, no, that's not
we have
true.
a tremendous new trade deal with the UK, the best trade deal
The best
ever.
trade deal ever since the last
The
one.
most beautiful trade deal.
I can't
Got
work
that.
out what actually it's worth, to be honest. You know,
Zero.
I had to read it and thought, all right. But at least
Yeah.
we can't accept chlorinated chicken still, so that's a good thing.
Cool. Awesome.
But do you know the saying, it's not worth the paper it's printed on?
Yes.
That's a good
Yes, I
thing.
do.
Yeah,
Or
but the
it's
UK doesn't
again
have
back to
paper to
bathroom.
print on, so
Or it's one of those things again, we're back to the earlier conversation. It's ready for the bathroom. Because there's only
Oh,
one thing the paper's good for.
that's yeah. That's probably what it's good
When you
for.
run
This
out of
checks
paper, the other
out.
paper, it will just do, won't it?
It will do.
So in addition to scheduling my bathroom breaks, I have to schedule shopping for bathroom tissue.
Yes.
I have to do both. Okay. See, I always forget
Your
that
to-do
part.
list is getting
Well,
longer.
if
I
you got
is.
trade, if you got some trade deal documents lying around, I mean, they'll be just as good.
That's
And
true. Or some other secret documents. I mean, anything will do, to be honest.
You
I
joke
mean,
about
you store yours in your
that.
bathroom too, right?
Absolutely.
You
See?
joke about that, but in the days of the Cold War, there was a group, bricksmiths. There was a UK and a US group that were allowed to make forays into Eastern Germany for the purpose of checking to make sure the Russians weren't suddenly gathering a load of forces on the border ready to come in, and the Russians could do the same. Part of the surreptitious part of this work was they would go to rubbish dumps, literally in then Soviet Russia. Secret documents were regularly used as toilet paper when they didn't have anything better to do. And the amount of secrets that were discovered because they found the recycled paper in the bin that they then were simply thrown away, that basically our spies went bin diving, gathered loads of information,
I
and
know
then
that
dug
that
it back.
happened even after the Cold War. I mean, it's probably
It probably
less,
still does.
it's probably still happening, less so these days because there's one less paper and
But yes, but
the little that is more heavily controlled these days, but it still probably happens. Someone takes some
yeah.
document home they shouldn't, and then they just throw it in a bin instead of taking it
That's
back
a
to work and
ridiculous
then
amount of
burning
bin
it.
diving. It's
But
just
how
too
would you
much.
like? I hope they're gloving up before they do
I was going
this.
to
Oh, it was
say,
a grim job, apparently.
Yes,
how would you like to be
grim
the
job.
guy, the guy who has to read all those papers? And can you clean this up for us so we can read it?
Well, this document's
really crappy. No, literally.
It was
Oh, I think we have a
fascinating.
show title.
All right. Well, on that exciting note, I think we should hear from Tom, Mr. Chip Ferry.
So this is a UK chip story.
Oh,
I think this may be a
exciting.
first for me. So recently was the 40th anniversary of the first ARM processor, the ARM one, 40 years ago, 1985. And of course, there's a bunch of PR and all this. It's not a deep topic here. It's more just maybe I should have made this my cool thing. But I think Many people know the history of ARM started in Cambridge. It was driven by a desire for Acorn Computer to come up with a new processor for their next computer. They had been using Motorola, I think, 6502s. But some funny things. The first ARM chip was 6,000 gates. 6,000.
6,000. That's not a lot.
Wow, that's a
No,
lot.
that's not
But
a
you
lot.
know,
By today's standard, that's nothing.
well, I'm
In
just
19.
looking at how many fingers and toes I have to count with.
I mean,
You
you
know,
can
that's
do a lot
in
with 6,000 gates. Like,
you
don't get me
can.
wrong.
You can.
Tons. Tons of options.
In 1985, that was a lot of gates for a custom processor.
Yeah, it's a 6,000-bit number you could use, right? More or less.
And who would ever
And
need a number bigger than that?
so a gate is like four transistors, so that's 24,000 transistors. And now they're in the hundreds of millions of transistors. It was fabricated on a 3 micron process. So that's basically 3,000 nanometers.
So about a
And now we're
thousand
talking.
times bigger than today.
Right. The minimum feature size, the gate length was 3,000 times bigger than it is now.
Crazy.
And the other thing is they made their name in mobile, as we all know eventually. But I didn't remember that an ARM chip was used in the Newton.
Yeah. It was
Which
usable
kind of
a
makes
lot of stuff.
sense. And the low power came from the fact their architecture for low power was driven by the fact that I think it was that first Acorn computer from a cost target point of view, they couldn't afford the more expensive packages, ceramic packages that could handle the heat. You know, most CPUs back then had packages made out of ceramic. Cheap chips used plastic. And it was because it's much, you know, probably 100x cheaper to use a plastic package. So they had to design it within the power limits of a plastic package. And, you know, now we always think of ARM being so energy efficient. What a great thing that is. It's perfect for mobile. But they did it basically because Acorn didn't want a chip that costs as much as one that's packaged in a ceramic package. So
Oh, I remember
serendipity,
Acorn.
you know,
I remember the
serendipity.
Acorn Archimedes, though.
Yeah.
That
So
was the thing.
now the question, could you run Skype on it?
6,000 gates.
Probably not.
Maybe,
No,
maybe.
probably not.
I mean, Doom, yes, Skype.
That's
Yeah,
true.
probably Doom. You can
Doom,
run Doom on
maybe.
anything.
Yeah, Boom, maybe. Skype, probably not. I mean, it's also about 10 years older, so.
The
Or
biggest
younger.
chip custom chip that I ever worked on when I was actually still doing design work was at about that time was 10,000 gates. And it was like all hands on deck. Oh my God, 10,000 gates. And it took us forever to design it and get it taped out because we didn't
Wow.
have tools, you know. We did a lot of stuff manually. Verification was pretty much manual. You know, you can't design a million gate circuit one by one. It would take you a long time. Anyway, so happy birthday to ARM, one of the anchors, I think, of our technological society. So happy birthday, ARM.
Happy
Yeah, happy
birthday, Arm.
birthday, ARM. Awesome.
Oh, indeed.
All right, so we should talk about the live chat and how that works. And I would be happy to do it, but I want it to sound intelligent. So, Patrice, do you mind?
What, me?
Yeah, you know, no pressure, no pressure.
You're like intelligent, and it's like, who are you talking about?
It's all riding on you,
It's
Patrice.
already on me. Okay, but the good thing is it's super easy, so I think I can do it. So we have a really cool live stream setup. It runs on a server, our own server. It looks literally like I don't know, YouTube and all the other streaming platforms. It's like the live.britishtechnetwork.com when you go there when we're recording, which we're doing, well, right now actually. It's 7 p.m. UK time on Thursdays for this very show. Also tomorrow and every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show, when we talk about Apple kind of things. And we're closing in on WWDC. It's only 4 weeks away. So that will be an interesting time. I can highly recommend that. And as I said, live.bridgetechnetwork.com. Go over there. On the left side, you have the video. On the right hand side, you have the chat. No registration required. It does generate really fun names. What is here? Senhuck, Vigilant Nightingale. Like, it generates really fun names.
Reverend Golick.
Reverend Golick. Very fun. But if you want to change it, up top, purple button, tap it, change name, change your name, done. Like, it's super easy. And then you can just start typing. And yeah, we post the links to the articles there. We post our cool things there. Like, we talk about stuff. It's always a fun time. So highly, highly recommend it. If you are listening to this in the recorded form on the website, listening or watching, because we also published a video on the website, wherever you get it, your podcast player, YouTube, probably YouTube podcast thingy, whatever it's called. Wherever it is, Spotify, doesn't matter. We have a transcript of the chat. So if you still want to get to the links and see what we talked about for this show and any other show we've done since, I think, 2015, I think that's how far back the transcript goes. That's when we got the IRC bot back then. So that's another technology that's been around for a long time and we used to use and we don't use anymore. Then you can just head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. Select a date. For example, today's date, May 8th, 2025. And if you do that, you will see everything that we talked about as we talk about it. It's really live.
It is that live.
It is, yes. Incredibly live.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that, Patrice. And thank you for all the hard work that you put in to make our system up to date.
You're welcome.
So, all right, it's time for some cool things. And Ian has the first cool thing.
Yeah, it's called Prism Lens. Windows and Mac. It's basically a little app which will give you a virtual green screen. I'm using it now. This is that. And it just means I can fill out my background quite nicely. I want to do some stuff with OBS. And when I do that with my camera in, Apple, stop doing that. I can at least now avoid having my background crap in the background, basically, because you can't normally do that with OBS, and that's quite nice. You can put some really quite nice backgrounds into the thing. It can have nice moving stuff and things. I'm using my usual one here, but you can do some quite enough, and you can do enhancements. But if I can switch over to the other one, do that, and then if I drop back.
Yeah, Prism is cool. I'm not using it now, but I have used it in the past.
And if I come back to Prism Lens, let's see if it'll let me do it. No, it hasn't switched over, but you can get there some really nice sort of filters, and you've got three cameras, you know, one's your phone as well. You can hook up to an app and get that to do that, as well as another viewpoint. But really cool for a freebie. I mean, it's partly because they can then get you to Prism Live Studio, which is their kind of OBS on steroids, isn't it? It's kind of their reskinned OBS, from what I gather. Their full product. But Prism Lens, neat tool.
Yeah. Okay. Cool pick. All right. And next cool thing. I was looking at the wrong window. I could not find our live chat for a second. Okay. So, Tom, you have the next cool thing.
Okay. I have one kind of a joke cool thing. There's a new movie called Clown in a Cornfield. And I don't want to discuss it. I just think that's the funniest movie title I may have ever heard.
I think that's fantastic. And I find it incredibly funny that Gizmodo's web server's down right now.
Oh, I thought that was me for a minute. I was just about to look to see what you were looking for.
I should have given... Let me give you the IMDb link.
Oh, I saw Thunderbolts of the weekend. That wasn't bad.
But I don't know. I was scrolling through news and it said clown in a cornfield and I laughed out loud. Okay, so maybe it's just me. So my
Wait,
real
wait,
cool
wait.
thing.
Before your real cool thing, I'm going to read the description of the movie from IMDb.
Okay.
A fading Midwestern town in which Friendo the Clown, a symbol of bygone success, reemerges as a terrifying scourge.
But look at the rating. It's got a
It's got a 6.4 out of 10.
It has still stinked to high heaven, I imagine.
Okay. All right. So beyond clown in a cornfield, the other cool thing was it could have been a story, but so I'll just mention it. A guy, a software developer, Ibrahim Diallo, has basically created a way to drop zip bombs full of huge files to unwanted bots on your website.
Well, that's convenient.
I think it's really cool because, a lot of people are complaining about AI scrapers and just malicious bots of all kind, and you can block them and do all that. But I think it's kind of fun to not only block them, but cause their bot to download a 200 gigabyte file that's going to blow up the server that is controlling the bots. I
That's
thought
awesome.
that was the coolest thing I've seen all week. So kudos to him, and that's my pick. Cool thing this week.
Okay, awesome. And so then, Patrice, that takes us to you and your cool thing.
Yeah, so my cool thing is low tech. I would say it's borderline technology, but it's different kind of technology because it's aircraft engineering technology. So it's this here. This is a well, in this case, Austrian Airlines upcycling collection, limited edition. It's called an aircraft tag. So it's very kind of a keyring, back tag, whatever you want to use it for. But it is made out of the parts of the hull of a existing operational, well, back then, like decommissioned, of course, like airplane. So this is from
Wow, that's
a,
cool.
it's a limited edition, and there's only 1,000 of these. It's from a Boeing 767, Oscar Echo Lima Alpha Whiskey. And yeah, it's really cool. I got this for Jerry, so this is going to Hawaii actually. But I have
Cool.
one on in my suitcase. You can only get them in Europe, unfortunately, from Lufthansa at least. There's a company that they work with. I think it's called Aircraft Tag. That's the company actually behind that. So they do more and they do it for different airlines, so have a look. But if you're within Europe, you can have it from Lufthansa, you can get it from Austrian, from some Swiss as well, I think has it. They're really cool and they're a little bit pricey maybe, but I mean they're kind of unique. I mean this literally has been flying around for, it was built in 1992 and the last flight was in 2021, so about
Wow.
28 years. This was
That's a
flying,
lot of flying.
a lot of flying and
Think how many key rings you can make out of 1767
yeah, but
fuselage.
they only do 1,000 of those, so they don't do the entire plane.
Oh,
I guess the
okay.
rest gets recycled. It's aluminum, right? So it's actually
Yeah,
pretty cool.
right. It's quite nice. I've found the manufacturer. I've dropped the link in the chat because those are
Thank you.
quite nice.
Thank you. Yeah, they're very cool.
I might quite I quite like to buy one of those. I might pick one of those up.
Yeah, they're cool, and I mean since it's aluminum, it's not very heavy. Like it's light material, like what aircraft are, but it's also very durable because they have to be.
But
And the
that's right,
fun thing
it's
is they do
aircraft grade aluminum.
it is, and I mean it has little imperfections, so it's literally it was I mean they did paint the top of course, but it has little imperfections where it's like I mean literally it was used and like stuff gets dinged and whatever. So yeah, it's cool.
And
Highly
I'm
recommend.
sorry,
Super cool.
does it tell you where from the fuselage your piece comes from?
I think so. I think this is here on this. There's like a little, I don't know if you can see it, a little plane down there. And I think
Oh
somewhere I remember I saw a marking somewhere which part it is from. But
that's crazy.
I don't remember now where
You
that
can get
was.
one for louder air here and everything.
Yeah, you can get anything you want. They
Yeah,
have. I mean, it's a
really
cool
cool.
idea. As I said, it's, I mean, for them a little extra money, but I mean, I think it's probably they're, I mean, I used my miles because I have so many of them, but it was like $27, so it's A little bit pricey maybe for a keychain, but it's also unique. So I'm like, and if you're into this, like airplanes and flying and all of that, it's worth it.
All right. Huh. Super cool. So everyone's done cool things so mm-hmm. far. I would love to have brought Andor season 2 as my cool thing.
Okay.
But I know that's already happened.
Oh. You already brought it as a cool thing?
I think I did.
Did you? I think you mentioned it when it came out because you told me about it. So.
And Andor season 1, the first 3 episodes are currently available on YouTube for free because I'm going to watch them.
Oh, excellent.
At least in the UK.
Fantastic. Season 2 so far is at least as fantastic. But since it's not my cool thing, I'm bringing a new Disney Star Wars series that just dropped, Star Wars Tales of the Underworld. And so these are short stories. And like all of the other Tales, whatever series that they've done, they're animated. And they focus on like a specific character. So this series or set of episodes, shows, focuses on Asajj Ventress. And so this would be after the Clone Wars and Order 66 and what happens with this former assassin for the Separatists. And then the other part of the season is I just forgot his name, the bounty hunter, Cad Bane. And both incredibly popular characters from Star Wars Clone Wars series. And I've had a chance to watch just the first episode so far, and each one's like 15 minutes tops. And the first episode, it starts with Asajj Ventress, and it's really well done. They do some interesting things with these mini stories, and each set that they've done has been a lot of fun and really interesting. And even after just one episode of this, they're keeping it up. So Star Wars Tales from the Underworld, and it's on Disney Plus.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Yeah. And if you're into a lot of the Star Wars lore, like from the books and the games, the video games, they pay homage to that. And since all of the stuff that Disney's doing for Star Wars is canon, except for the Lego stuff, this takes things, or these episodes take things that people love from books and video games that they wish was considered canon. And they make it canon. So
very cool.
There you go. All right. So now it's time to wrap up. And I will start the wrap up by saying what I say all the time. And I say it because it's true. This is so much fun. And I have so much fun hanging out with you. And I just look forward to Thursdays and Fridays, because I get to hang out with so many cool people right here on the British Tech Network. So thank you for the three of you for putting a big smile on my face. All of you, you rock. Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, I'm here every week almost on the Big Show and on the Mech Show, except for the weeks like next week when I'm traveling to Lisbon. Then I might only be on the Big Show, if at all. Everything I'm doing, all the podcast projects, social media links, like literally everything on my website, thepatrice.com, takes you there. And Jeff and I have a really cool podcast called Retro Rewatch, where we rewatch Retro TV shows that we kind of that I've seen and Jeff kind of likes, I would call it. I mean, at this point, I convinced him that Stargate SG-1 is a really cool show. So I think I've been successful so far.
So far, you
So far,
have.
yeah. We published, I think it's episode, season one, episode, season two, episode 14, Touchstone, last week. So this week, it will be a matter of time. Retro rewatch.
Awesome. Patrice, I do enjoy Stargate SG-1, and I think I enjoy it more, even more than I would if I was just watching it by myself, because I'm getting to watch it with you and discuss the episodes with you.
Have some therapy.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Hey, Ian, where can people find you?
People can find me when occasionally I'm here now. It appears to just be the occasion that I'm here. And I'm here on Thursday nights on the big shows. Most of the place to find me, I can be found in our Slack room occasionally. I can be found on LinkedIn. My name's Ian Grant and I work for Veeam. Hey, I'm getting this right every time now.
I am so proud of you.
Very cool.
I
Thank
remember
you.
in the
Thank you.
beginning, it
And
was always the
yes.
wrong side, and then it was this, and I was just boom, there it is.
And then boom, here it is. This is it. This is what I do. I'm sort of all sorts of stuff. Look for me on LinkedIn. Look for me there.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. And Tom, where can people find you?
You can find me just above Ian Grant, who's from Veeam, which I'm pointing to. You can find me. Wait, let me check my calendar.
Check your
I'm going to the store to pick up some
calendar.
toilet paper, and later I'll be in a restroom.
At
You can
least you're
also
doing it in
find
the right
me.
order.
That's right. And you can also find me on Mastodon. I am Tom F at sfba.com.
Awesome. Okay. And for me, you can find me as Jay Gamut on all the various social medias, and I'm posting mostly right now on Mastodon, PixelFed, and Blue Sky. And then f for, you know, here's the funny thing about Blue Sky. I'm really not that into it. It's just that other people are,
Same.
and they're responding to me there, so I feel kind of obligated to go and respond back. So, anyhow. But that's not the point.
That's called peer pressure, Jeff. Don't
That's
succumb to
peer
peer
pressure.
pressure.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to deflect and talk about podcasts instead of my personal neuroses. All right. So the various shows that I'm on. Tuesdays on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live. Thursdays on Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS. Here on the British Tech Network for the Big Show on Thursdays and the Mac Show on Fridays. Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine. And as Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch. And so now it's okay for me to say thank you again because the three of you are just wonderfully awesome. And thank you for again for making me smile. Everyone that's watching, listening live, thank you for being here. And for everyone that's in the live chat, thank you for participating in that. All of you that watch or listen to shows later, thanks for being part of this as well. Hey, Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. Also, hope you feel better soon. And with that, I want to remind everyone. Be sure and join us tomorrow, Friday, for the Mac Show. Then come back again next Thursday for the Big Show. And all of you, have an awesome weekend.